Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. Today's newsletter is about having a reality check moment to moment. Make it a habit to take a step back and do an expansive breath, a deep, resonant, full breath, and then bringing your attention to the breath you're already activating. Your parasympathetic nervous system, it already calms the mind, it already activates your vagus nerve, the nerves that are responsible for healing. So it is very useful and it's very simple, but as they say, not easy, but it becomes easy with practice, repetition, and habit. So make time each and every hour of the day to take a step back and do a deep breath, maybe access groundedness and stillness and spaciousness, even for just 1 minute. Sometimes we get hung up on not having time to go to the zendo or to the ashram or to the temple, but your temple can be right where you are. It can be your walk from the grocery store to the car. It can be right in front of your dishwashing machine. Or right now, right here, as you listen, you can take a deep, full breath and really center and know the truth of what we are, which is infinity, eternity, and us having a human experience. That we are spirits having a human experience, and our journey is beautiful. I'd like to share some insights from today's newsletter called Reality Check. It's never what you think it is. We tend to cling to our intellect. We think too much. There's much said about overthinking, and it is the only source of our suffering. That's the source of our pain. They said that pain is inevitable because life will throw us curveballs and trials and tribulations, but the second arrow that we wrap around it, the energetic drama that we wrap around it, brings so much more pain that can be let go just by practicing acceptance and facing it with fortitude, bravery, courage, and bringing some awareness into it. Shine a light upon a circumstance. They are just lessons that we are here to go through, and there's no way but through, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. If we try to run away, nature will make its way through it in a louder way, maybe it will come up in your physical body. These are messages for us to just love, to just soften, to just accept, to love the unlovable, and to grow out of from where we are, to grow from where we are, which is an ever-changing evolution. For we are all just like nature, ever flowing, ever growing, never the same at any moment. Through our inhalation and exhalation, we continue to filter and release and renew our way of being ourselves on a biological level, on a cellular level, on a psychological level, on a personal level. These are aspects that we need to be keen and aware of and look into and become truly aware of our purpose, desire, and plan of action in attaining these dreams. For we are given this life, this time-space reality, as a gift to use, to nurture, to grow, to expand, and to see its beauty. So what's stopping us is our clinging onto the intellect, which is very limited. So tap into the bigger part of yourself, the one who is always ready for something new, the one who is open and accepting of other perceptions, because each and every reality is different, but we need to find a way to coexist. The universe of another is very much different from yours, so we need not impose our reality onto others. We only need to understand them and grow through them by seeing our reflection in them. For what we see in others are things that we see in ourselves. It has been said that we do not see things for what they are. We see things for what we are. If you see bothersomeness in others, that's a part of yourself that has been waiting to be looked at, that is waiting to be healed. If something's bothering you or something that irritates you, take a moment to step back and acknowledge and be grateful that you're aware of this kink in your perceptivity. Flatten it out with some acceptance, forgiveness, and love, and a little openness. Maybe a little understanding. Maybe let go of the need for to be understood, but rather understand. Prioritize to understand, to give way. In giving way to others, you give way to yourself. In expanding and lending a helping hand, you help yourself. And treating this whole earth as an interbeing with all the beings inside of it too, which is all yourself. Treat the animals as yourself. Treat others as yourself. Treat the one cutting you in traffic as yourself. He is you. Because whatever energetic information he has an effect on you is just you vibrating back and forth with him. And this can be looked at from a step back. Taking a step back and watching our reactions and not getting too entangled with how things should be and being frustrated and complaining on things that make us discontent. We're living like kings in this day and age with the abundance of technology and the abundance of communication and wealth, not only with material but also mental and spiritual wealth. We are so wealthy, so there's no need for frustration, for lack. There's no lack of love. There's no lack of happiness. Be good in getting an alternate perspective. So it's all a perception game, my friend. It's all in the way you see it. It's how you see things. And keep in mind that everything is changing, everything is fleeting, even happiness and even your despair. It just goes on and on, like your clothes in the washing machine getting tumbled. It will get washed and then it'll dry, you'll wear it again. And it's just a cycle of life. Know that whatever suffering that you are going through right now, it's just all in your head, my friend. And that's not all the truth of what it is. That's not absolutely true. That is not universally absolutely true. Nothing is really true, but what is, which cannot be explained through words. We try to explain and learn and gather knowledge for us to be settled, but what we need is peace from mind, not peace of mind. Mind will never be at rest because the nature of mind is to become a vessel of millions of neural connections and ideas and constructs and stories nonstop as soon as you wake up. Your only freedom lies in you taking a step back and observing and knowing and accepting that that is the mind's nature. To be intellectual, to cut and dissect and to know. And your peace lies in your letting go of the need to know. And how do you do this? By cultivating faith that all is made well, that it is part of a grander plan greater than what you can know now. All you need to do is know the immediate task at hand, which can be intended every 30 minutes or every hour. For this hour, I'm going to be a good brother. For this hour, I'm going to be a good citizen by taking out and picking up the trash with no war in the heart. So it's segment by segment. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, as the saying goes. And truth comes when you stop looking for it, stop leaning towards it, and stop wrestling with it. Be in the Tao, keep the spine straight, draw the belly in, project a calm smile, and accept and soften the clench of the arm and expand your heart. And do a 30-minute yoga nidra or a yoga sequence. My favorite is Ashtanga because it's challenging, my friend. It never gets easy. It's always different. But the peace and the ultimate clarity that you get in a solid downward dog and in a solid Shirshasana, that's unbeatable. You get clarity and space, and you get to figure out and you get to tap into the truth and the nature of life, which is we are all this. As Jim Carrey said, while watching a baseball game, he became the bat, he became the ball, and he became the field, he became the grass. You became all of it. You are it. Like Kevin Spacey in American Beauty, right before he got, you know, the end of the movie. I don't want to say those words, but in the end of the movie, all the essence of life flashed into him, and it's just all about learning. It's all about love. It's all about your beautiful journey, and it comes with pain, imbalance, and squabbles, but the learning is oh so worth it, my friend. The purpose of life is life itself. More of these things on startearlytoday.com. Sign up to my newsletter, Make Pure Thy Heart, on Substack. And I'm cooking a lot of food on makepurethyheart.com. I'm happy for you to be here. I'm happy for you to be here. I'm happy that you are here listening to these good things. And it is a practice for myself as well. Shout out to all the people and friends who went to our show last night at Pianos. More music coming your way. More positivity, more uplifting stories and uplifting insights. And this doesn't mean anything if you do not apply it in your day. Shout out Luella, okay? Shout out Luella, because she said that my insights in the newsletter really helps her. So become like her and tell your friends. That's it for today. Namaste.